This is a mutual fund observer profile of the Matthews Asia Strategic Income Fund, whose ticker symbol is MAINX. It was published in February 2013. The fund seeks total return over the long term, with an emphasis on income. The fund invests in income-producing securities, including debt and debt-related instruments issued by governments and corporations, dividend-paying stocks and convertible securities, a sort of stock-bond hybrid. The fund invests in both dollar-denominated bonds and local currency bonds. Equities, both common stocks and convertibles, will not exceed 20% of the portfolio. The fund is managed by Theresa Kong. Before joining Matthews in 2010, she founded the Fixed Income Emerging Markets Group and was head of emerging market investments at Barclays Global Investors, which is now BlackRock. She has two co-managers, Gerald Huang and Robert Horrocks, Matthews' chief investment officer. Ms. Kong and Mr. Horrocks each have between $100,000 and $500,000 invested in the fund. About one-third of the fund's investor class shares were held by Matthews. The minimum investment required to open an account with the fund is $2,500, which is reduced to $500 for IRAs. What follows is the observer's commentary on the fund. The events of 2012 only make the case for Matthews Asia Strategic Income more intriguing. Our original case for considering the fund had two premises. First, traditional fixed income investments are failing. The combination of microscopic domestic interest rates, the slow depreciation of the US dollar, and the corrosive effects of inflation means that more and more risk-free fixed income portfolios simply won't meet their owners' needs. Surmounting that risk requires looking beyond the traditional. For many investors, Asia is a logical destination for two reasons. The fundamentals of their fixed income market is stronger than those in Europe or the US, and most investors are systematically underexposed to the Asian market. Fixed income indexes and the investment vehicles benchmarked to them give the greatest weight to nations and companies with the greatest debt. Because Asian governments and firms hold relatively little debt, they are underrepresented in those portfolios. Many investors would benefit from additional Asian fixed income exposure. Second, Matthews Asia is probably the best tool you have for gaining that exposure. They have the largest array of Asia investment products in the US market, the deepest analytic core, and the broadest array of experience. They also have a long history of fixed income investing in the service of funds such as Matthews Asian Growth and Income. Their culture and policies are shareholder friendly, and their success has been consistent. Three developments in 2012 made the case for looking at Matthews more compelling. First, alarm about the state of developed credit markets is rising. As of February 2013, Bill Gross anticipates negative real interest rates approaching -2% and warns, our credit-based financial markets and the economy it supports are levered, fragile, and increasingly entropic. It is running out of energy and time. Templeton's Dan Hassenthal, the man who made some of the boldest contrarian bets in the bond market last year, has, the Financial Times reported on January the 30th, a new message for investors. Get out of supposedly safe government debt now, before it is too late. The 79-year-old maestro behind Loomis Sayles Bond and Strategic Income, Dan Fuss, declares, this is the most overbought market I have ever seen in my life. What I tell my clients is, it's not the end of the world, but... Ms. Kong points to Asia as a powerful counterbalance to these concerns. Its beta relative to US Treasuries bonds is among the lowest around. If, for example, the 5-year Treasury declines 1% in value, US investment grade debt will decline 0.7%, the global aggregate bond index 0.5%, but Asian fixed income only around 0.25%. Second, Strategic Income performed beautifully in its first full year. The fund returned 13.62% in 2012, placing it in the top 10% of Morningstar's World Bond peer group. A more telling comparison was provided by our collaborator, Charles Boccadoro, who notes that the fund's absolute and risk-adjusted returns thus far exceeded those of its 8 Asia-centred competitors. Third, Strategic Income's equity exposure may be rising in significance. They target markets where the dividend yield in the stock market exceeds the yield on local 10-year bonds. Taiwan is an example. Within such markets, they look for high-yielding, low-beta stock, those with bond-like characteristics. The inclusion of an equity stake adds upside, allows the fund to range across a firm's capital structure, and allows it to pursue opportunities in markets where the fixed income segment is closed or fundamentally unattractive. Increasingly, the top tier of strategists are pointing to income-producing equities as an essential component of a fixed income portfolio. Our bottom line is this. Matthews Asia Strategic Income offers rare and sensible access to an important underfollowed asset class. The long track record of Matthews Asia funds suggests that this is going to be a solid, risk-conscious and rewarding vehicle for gaining access to that class. By design, it will likely offer the highest Sharpe ratio, a measure of risk-adjusted returns of any of the Matthews Asia funds. Any fixed income investor needs to be asking hard questions about the risks they're now taking and the diminishing rewards available. We believe that Matthews Asia Strategic Income may, for many investors, be an answer to those questions. While the Mutual Fund Observer has no financial relationship with Matthews Asia, our publisher, David Snowball, does have a personal investment in the fund. For more information, including the complete fund profile, visit us at mutualfundobserver.com. This is Emma Presley for the Mutual Fund Observer.